and welcome to the Tipsy Sewers podcast,
co-hosted by Ellen the Stitches and Hazel and the Machine.
Join us today when we're talking about our goals for 2023.
So grab your favourite tipper, let's have a giggle.
Woo-hoo! Happy New Year!
Yes, Happy New Year! I hope everyone is fresh and ready for a fun year of sewing.
Whoop whoop! Okay, here we are, 2023, ready for a new year of the Tipsy Sewers.
I honestly can't believe how quickly 2022 went, though,
to
2023.
I know. And today, we would have had 2 weeks of January thus far before you listen to this podcast.
And I hope that's gone well for everyone. For me, I'm hoping it would have been excellent.
Everyone might be over the whole new year, new me goals situations. And then here we are with our podcast named 2023 Sewing Goals.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, you got to go with it.
Exactly. And it seems like a nice way to start the year, kicking things off fresh.
I also think it keeps us accountable because if we say live on the podcast things that we want to achieve in 2023,
yeah,
then it gives us more reason to actually achieve them because we have said it out loud.
And we'll have people, Yvette, Blossom Sandwich,
yeah,
coming for us at the end of the year going, so Hazel, did you ever learn to knit that jumper?
Yeah, exactly.
I take that back very quickly.
I actually looked at my... So I used to knit like way more than I do now, but I'm not like a good knitter. I just used to do it for like anxiety and to like calm my hands. And I looked at my work in progress basket and there's some really good stuff in there, but I have no idea how to do it now.
Yeah.
Because I haven't knitted anything apart from like this headband. I haven't knitted anything for like maybe like 12, 18 months.
A while then, yeah.
And like there's a really cute, I don't know if you can see it, it's green. It's like a forest green vest.
Oh, you need to finish that.
And I've done the front and it's really cool, but I have no idea what pattern I was using, how to finish it.
Oh, like no, how many rows there
How
were.
Many rows, like
what
there's
stitch?
There's like a really cute like band at the bottom and I'm like, how did I do that?
How did I do that? I can't do that now.
Exactly. So it's just going to be there. But no, maybe I should in 2023 try and figure out what I did and do the back because I do have, I actually don't even know if I've got enough wool, so the back might need to be a different colour.
But that's cute though. And also, maybe you can make it reversible so it can go back to front.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Cute. Because obviously vests are still very much like in fashion.
I wear vests all the time.
Yeah, I'll show you it. It is very cute. And I think it will give me the kick up the arse to actually finish it. That wasn't, you've made me launch into that. That was not meant to be part of my goals.
And that is Elle's number one goal for the year.
No, it's not. It's definitely not. So really quickly, just a boring technical admin thing. We want to say thank you for our friends and followers on Buy Us a Coffee, because with the money from Buy Us a Coffee we have managed to buy a second microphone. Now we set up the second microphone this morning, but we're having some issues with the second microphone
because apparently we need two USB-Cs to plug them into the side of the laptop
when we've only got one. I bought a split one so we could plug them both in.
I thought that 10 out of 10 should work, but I don't know why it's
been. But it hasn't. So we're back to using one microphone. So it still sounds just the same as it did in 2022. But we do have both the microphones. And when we buy the second USB, boring, it will be better.
Yes.
But we were planning to record a few episodes today. So we'll see.
We'll see. Maybe after a lunch break and a bit of fresh eyes, maybe it'll work again. Who knows?
Oh, gosh. I hope so. But anyway, yes. Thank you so much.
We are eternally grateful.
Tipping us, donating us, whatever you want to call it, because it meant that we could buy this microphone or just fell off the chair. And that hopefully the sound is going to be much better for your ears soon. So back to the episode.
Yes. To be fair, actually, going back to knitting, I did buy two knitting kits from Wool in the Gang.
Oh, my God. Fancy bitch.
They were in the sale.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, I've got little mittens and I've got a balaclava, which I really do think might be too much. It's like a hoodie, but just a hood.
Wait, with the neck? So it's like a neck?
So like it goes around my neck and it's got a hood.
That sounds great and also very Balenciaga, which I know you can't really say now.
Let's just go for very Scandi chic.
Okay, cool.
Scandi chic.
What colour?
Grey.
And the mittens as well?
Yeah, matching. Same. It's like the mohair wool that they do.
So I bought someone's remnants from, they bought Wool in the Gang, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it was for a charity. They were just selling like two like half balls.
Oh, nice.
And they're soft.
Such beautiful quality. I've had a few of them.
They're obviously
before.
Like very high priced for that reason.
Yeah, I think it's a ball is about £10 on average.
Yeah, which I guess if you're making a jumper that needs six balls, like that's a lot.
But then if you go and get a 100% wool jumper from somewhere, it's not going to cost you £60. Versus if you do go to Hobbycraft and get cheaper wools, which are usually 100% acrylic.
I've been using acrylic because I'm not good at knitting.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's a waste of money because A, if I'm just doing it to keep my hands busy.
Yeah.
Or if I'm making like stuff that might not, because I unravel a lot of my stuff.
Yeah.
Like I think actually a lot of my work in progress is I'm going to unravel and start again. And I don't have that skill level. I think it's the same with sewing. Like, I know we shouldn't, I know we talk about eco-friendly fabrics and being sustainable. I am the first one to admit that I did start on poly cotton because I didn't know what I was doing. And I was so loath to buy £20 a meter fabrics and then completely ruin it.
Yeah, it's difficult. But then the only reason eco fabrics are so expensive is because people don't buy them a lot. So the price of the manufacturing process of these fabrics is still so high because people don't buy them a lot because of the high price point. It's a vicious cycle.
It's a catch-22 then. But anyway, that was offshoot.
That was a very intellectual offshoot.
Oh my goodness me. Well done. 2023 us knows what they're doing.
Yeah, we're smart now.
Okay, cool. So this episode's going to be a bit of a random chatty one. I think we're going to talk about our goals for 2023 as sewists, individual sewists, and then we're going to come on to talking about some bits about the tipsy sewists at the end as well. I am going to start. I don't know why, because I actually haven't really thought about this that much. I'm very off the cuff.
What is your number one goal?
Bloody hell, I need to finish that fucking raincoat.
Right, that is priority number one. You've been making that for as long as I've known you. You've had the fabric for so long.
I've been making it for over a year and a half. Maybe even 2 years. Because I bought the fabric when I was at college.
Yes. And then I gave you the lining fabric.
Yeah.
Because I had one that matched perfectly.
A year ago.
Yeah.
And I started sewing it, I would say, April? I cut it out maybe. And then I started sewing it and I just panicked. Like I couldn't do it. I don't know why. I don't think I have the right needle. It's just really stressing me out. Anyway, for those of you who don't know, I bought the Eden coat from Tilly and the Buttons like over two and a half years ago. And then I bought the raincoat fabric. I actually bought this raincoat bundle from a shop that's no longer with us called Planet Make It.
Okay.
I think. And they had like a raincoat bundle, so you could buy the raincoat fabric and the Eden pattern, I think, and the poppers, like for like 40 quid or whatever. So I bought that. And the fabric's super cool. It's very like out there, retro, bright pink and blue.
It's very like 1960s.
Yeah, super cute. And I really, really, really want to succeed with this, but it's just, I don't know why. Like, I think I've made harder
things. Does it feel overwhelming because of the fabric?
It feels overwhelming because of the fabric and because there's a lot of pieces.
Yeah.
And because when I was sewing it, so I have sewn a couple of the seams, and it just like makes these holes.
Yeah.
Like, every time the needle goes through the fabric, it just feels like a hole and it feels like there's no way of like unpicking. I can't redo, like there's no going back once I've like committed to this seam.
Yeah.
And it just felt like a lot of pressure. And I think the more time that goes on, I'm like, it's not like it was a huge amount of money. It's not like it's Liberty fabric that I'm desperate to make or like a wedding dress, but it was still fabric that I was really excited about. I'm really excited about the end product. I'm just not enjoying the process. I don't know why. It's really stressing me out.
I feel like maybe you need to break it down into chunks and break down the instructions and be like, right, this week I'm going to achieve this much.
Yeah.
And then the next week I'm going to achieve this much. And even if it is literally just lining the pockets.
Yeah, I really should do it. Also, someone on Instagram messaged me saying that I shouldn't be using that lining fabric.
Oh.
Basically, I think I put on my Insta story that Hazel had gifted me the lining fabric, which it was the same exact color palette as the outside. It's a viscose, isn't it?
It's a cotton viscose, yeah.
Which is like, it's like a plaid pink and blue.
With a white
super
base.
Super cute. And then someone was like, you're definitely going to see that from the outside.
Oh, but you won't.
But I didn't think I would either.
Like, raincoat fabrics aren't transparent at all.
And I can't, and I've held it up together and I can't see it through.
That's fine.
I don't know. Maybe I should just do it. That's a good idea. I'm going to break it down into chunks. Because I have made harder things, I swear, than that coat.
You've made blazers.
Do you think that's harder? I actually don't know, actually. Well, I've made, like, technical fabrics, like swimwear I've used and lycra and...
But raincoat fabrics is a different kettle of fish, to be fair. Because I have used a pleather now. And like you said, as soon as you punch in with a needle...
Scary.
Gone. You can't go back and adapt it. You can't unpick it because there is just then a gaping hole in your fabric. So you do have to be really considered with what you're doing.
Yeah.
And it is scary, that's for sure.
Well, I need to just do it. Even if I mess it up, I'm just like, it's just in a box under my sewing table at the moment.
It's clutter.
Like, it is clutter. I need to.
And you'll wear it so much once you finish it.
I think I will.
Particularly at the moment.
Although it's quite a tricky thing to pair with because it's so out there and bold and has this mad print. The print is a woman holding an umbrella, like a 60s woman holding an umbrella.
It's such cute fabric.
It is super cute. I've never seen anyone use that fabric.
I've never seen it before, no.
So one of a kind, bitches.
One of a kind. But that's
okay,
the point of saying.
What about you? Anything, sorry, just quickly, along the same lines, anything that you've started making that you've not finished? No. Oh, no. Whatever. She's so perfect. She finishes all of her work in progresses. I've got so many work in progresses. Like, oh, you know, you gave me that pattern for a really cool McCall's cowl neck vest top.
Yep. With the lattice up bag.
Yeah. That was it looked so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I was making it. I was like, this is going to be amazing. And then I did something to the back. Maybe I'll show you it this afternoon.
Please.
Because I have now got it in a like, ooh. I'm pissed off with it. I can't figure out what I've done wrong. And I did that in May.
It happens. I'm sure I've done that recently with something, actually. I've screwed it up and shoved it in my cupboard. But I think it might have been a while ago, and I think I fixed it over summer.
Yeah, I need to fix all my things I said I would fix. So you have no work
I have no work in progresses. I have one thing cut out, which I'm probably going to sew in the next week. Because I'm going home.
What, sewing at your mum's? Or
yeah, at mum's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, just because I've got a helpful 7 days there. Well, yeah, actually, I think it's like eight, yeah. I think it'd be nice.
Yeah.
I think my number one goal is to sew things I actually want to sew. I spent a lot of last year trying to sew basics and trying to find things that would fit into my wardrobe. And after a while, it gets a bit boring thinking... Like this, I think that's my whole problem last autumn, was that I had so many things I wanted to sew, but they were basics. They were like a black going out top, a black pair of dungarees, a black this, a blazer, you know, like basic fundamentals in my wardrobe that I do need, but I can't be bothered to sew because they don't excite me. So I think going forwards, I need to sew things that I think would be more exciting and maybe sew things for occasions because I try not to sew things for occasions like weddings and stuff.
What, because they're just going to be one-offs?
One-off wears, but...
We're so the opposite because that's all I do.
You're so
and I really, really wish I had more basics that I've sewn.
I mean, basics are fine. Like, I really enjoyed sewing the Newcroft jeans.
Yeah.
Those are great.
But and that's because they were a fun print.
Exactly. They're a fun print, exactly. But I've got a pair of black dungarees, denim dungarees.
I don't know what these dungarees you're talking about. I've never seen you make dungarees.
No, I haven't made them yet. They've been in a plan in the back of my head for like...
I think black dungarees look so cute because, you know, my boiler suit that I've just put on Instagram, I thought that was going to be so boring and I was like, oh my God, and I absolutely love it.
It's so cute though on you. And I think I'll wear them a lot. Mum says I'll wear them a lot.
Yeah, you will.
And I think I just need to get on and make them.
What's the fabric?
Black denim.
And the pattern?
It's the Fiber Mood Constance dungarees. I think made by Annie made those recently.
Oh, I did see that she made some dungarees. I didn't know it was that pattern.
Yeah.
I always do the Waves and Wild Heyday dungarees.
Nice.
They were like the first proper thing I made.
You made loads of those.
Yeah, I sold them as well.
Yeah, I thought
you did. Back in the day. I've still got loads that I didn't sell that are in my cupboard that I need to put on something. I need to just get rid of them.
Sell them on, yeah.
If anyone wants to buy a pair of dungarees, I've got loads.
Hit me up. But yeah, so I think that's my number one goal, is to sew things I love rather than things I need.
Oh, I love that.
I know, that
sounds
snapshot.
So good. She's a bit cringe. No, I love it. I think that's a great mentality. Some people may disagree fundamentally.
Yeah, fundamentally.
Because you're sewing things that you don't need. However, we also need to remember that sewing is an escape. Sewing is a hobby.
It's a hobby. And I sew so much less than I did at the beginning of my sewing journey, because I want to sew more considered garments that I love.
Yeah.
Than feeling like I need to regurgitate things for Instagram. And
I agree.
So quickly.
Yeah, so I'm the same. I've reduced my sewing because it was getting out of control. And I think if you look at my wardrobe, a third of the things in my wardrobe are just not me and I wouldn't wear them. I think that was when we were doing a lot of pattern testing.
Yeah.
And we were just making things because they were the cool things to make on Instagram, like the latest pattern or like the latest trend. And I think we're both kind of past that. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing to do, because I think that helped us on our journey. Like, that developed us as sewists.
Because I think it also helped us decide what we actually enjoyed sewing and fundamentally what our style is.
Totally. Sewing. I really, really think I should do a wardrobe cull. What do you think? Because, like, I feel, I don't know how I feel about giving my things that I've made away, like that took me so many hours of my life. But I mean, at the moment they are just in my cupboard not doing anything.
I similarly before I moved to London, I sorted out my entire wardrobe, and I subsequently, when I got my winter wardrobe out, I brutally went through things and I went, I have never worn it. There were things from the beginning of my sewing journey that I was like, I haven't worn it since I made it. And I was like, I'm holding on to it for a nostalgic point of view, but I'm never going to wear this again. Or I did wear it a lot, but my style has moved on, my body shape's changed, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, it doesn't fit. And yes, I could tailor it, but I don't like the fabric anymore.
And did you take it to charity shops?
Yeah, I took it to a charity shop downstairs.
Why? Do you live above a charity shop?
Yeah, I do.
I didn't know that.
There's a charity shop downstairs. Scope.
I have like no charity shops where I live. Really annoying, but maybe I should. I can't fit any more dresses in my wardrobe. Like, we're stuck now. Like, I can't fit anything else in, especially things that are like bulky, like the dungaree, boiler suit, sorry, like that does not fit in.
Fair.
Okay, cool. So that's interesting. So you're kind of saying to yourself you're going to have a different outlook on how you sew, and you're going to make things that you really love and adore, and you might get your basics from ready-to-wear shops.
Yeah. I recently discovered weekday jeans. Obsessed.
I told you about weekday, didn't I?
Yeah, I think you did, yeah.
I love weekday.
I've heard a few people say, because I tried weekday jeans when I lived in Copenhagen. And they just did not fit me at all. They did not suit me. And I was like, can't get over these. Can't wear these. And then a friend of mine was wearing a pair. And I think you'd mentioned them. And I went into the shop, tried on a couple of pairs. And I went, you know what? Excellent. I'm just going to buy all my denim. So I now have black, light blue, dark blue, and white.
Why do you need four pairs of jeans?
Because I wear jeans almost every day.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I rotate jeans heavy.
I obviously am obsessed with my Oliver Bonus jeans.
Yes. Amy.
I love them. But no, I actually haven't bought jeans from Everyday. I've bought, they're called Everyday, right?
Weekday.
I was like, looking at you like, why are you looking at me like that?
But you were also frowning as you said it, like,
I know,
Everyday?
I buy my black t-shirt dresses that I wear to work.
Yes.
So they have like a midi length, really thick black cotton t-shirt dresses. Yeah. And obviously I wear black to work all the time. So that they look smart enough, but they're also really comfy. So I would recommend them.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So my next sewing goal would be, well, I mean, it's again the same thing. I would like to have like a bigger goal like you. I think, I mean, I don't know. I always say this. It's about my fabric stash.
I do think you need to start trying to get through it.
I agree.
Or at least sort it and be like, realistically, while I love it, I can't visualize it as a garment. And if you can't visualize it as a garment now, but you still love it, put it in a box, but put it in a box and put it away and get it out.
I saw this event that's going on in East London.
A fabric swap.
Yeah. Did you see it?
Yeah. Newcraft had one a few months ago. Yeah. Gutted. Oh, sorry. Gutted. I couldn't get to that.
I really want to go to the one in East London because I would literally take half my stash.
Yeah. And that way, at least, even if you love it, but you can't see it as a garment, you can get things that you will actually use.
Would you come with me?
Yeah.
I think it's in January. No, yeah. It's in like, maybe it's in like Greenwich.
Oh, easy. I can get to North Greenwich on the line.
I don't know if it actually is.
Oh, okay.
We need to look into that because I think, yes, I need to tell myself that this year I'm going to consolidate my stash, aka I'm going to get rid of stuff that I don't use. Mm-hmm. I can donate stuff to like the By Hand London stash, so we use it for making samples, so it's like not going to be like completely getting gotten rid of. And also I in January, my work kind of falls off a roof. What's it called?
Fizzles out.
But there's something falls off a...
Falls off a cliff.
Falls off a cliff, yeah. Because the events and hospitality industry in January is super quiet. So maybe I should spend like 5 days doing what I love, which is sewing, mm-hmm. but sewing things in my stash.
Yeah.
Because I do get carried away and I get excited about the next event, excited about the next thing. Yeah. Like I'm thinking about New Year's Eve and so I bought some gold sparkly fabric, or I'll be thinking about my birthday and I'll be like, yeah. this is what... And because I have all these ideas and those ideas require fabric that I don't have.
So you go and buy the fabric exactly. that you need. Yeah.
Whereas I do know that there are some fabrics in my stash that are beautiful that I'm like holding out on, like, oh, I can't figure out the perfect idea for that. But if but I sometimes sat there, I feel like,
and mum did this over summer, mum sat there and she went, I've got, she has this beautiful fabric, and she was like, what am I saving this for?
That's what I'm thinking.
And she was saving it for a special dress. She ended up making, I think it was the Deer and Doe Magnolia dress that she's worn, she has in a different fabric. She's worn a million and one times. Yeah. It looks sensational on her. She feels amazing wearing it. And she wears it all the time. And she just went, you know what? It's an expensive fabric, but for the amount of times I wear that dress to barbecues, to just, you know, sit in the garden, to go to the pub with
totally.
You know, so she just made it.
Yeah, I think I need to do that. I think I need to carve out some time for myself mm-hmm. where I look at my stash and I have ideas and I maybe sketch some stuff, look through my patterns and like make it. It has got smaller.
Yes.
If you see it. Well, I'm now on about 20. So oh, that wow. is smaller.
It's less than me.
I have been using it for sure.
Mm, that's good.
And yeah, I mean, I am buying less fabric at the moment. Luckily, I'm in a position where I do get given some fabrics for free. So I am very lucky in that regard. But I am also, I am saying no to some fabrics that are being offered to me. So yeah. I am trying to be better in terms of buying or like getting fabrics that I know I'm going to wear and I'm going to use and that I do have ideas in mind for them.
I think I've discovered what my fabric style is as well. Like I what have fabrics not. I like to sew with.
I struggle because, you know, your skirt that you just made from Fabric Godmother?
Yeah.
I loved that skirt.
Viscose sateen.
1 second, sorry. This just scared the shit out of me.
No, that's fine. We're still recording.
Sorry, basically my laptop went like black and I just freaked out. So your skirt that you made from Fabric Godmother, yes. it's like a gorgeous satin bias cut skirt. Yeah,
it's a viscose sateen.
Okay, cool. And it's like, it's got big flowers on it.
Yeah. What are they called? We've got loads of them in my garden.
The pink ones.
The pink, but yeah, but we've got white and lilac ones. Okay. I think they're called lilacs, hilariously. It looks like lilacs, but they're in like the magenta, the very Pantone colour of the year for next year.
Okay, my point is with this skirt.
Yeah.
I saw that skirt on you and I was like, oh my God, if I saw that in the shop, I would want to buy that skirt and wear it.
Thanks.
But I would never, ever, ever buy that fabric.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a floral, like kind a big girl. Floral print girl. I just think it's not for me. Sometimes I'll buy a ditzy floral, like a Liberty... like multiple pattern repeat ditzy floral where the flowers are like a centimeter wide, but I don't think I can't really remember ever having bought a fabric with a massive floral print, because I just think, oh no, it would look really mumsy on me, like it wouldn't suit me. I'm not that floral gal. And then I saw that skirt and I was like, 100% I would buy that skirt.
Exactly.
But when it's on the website as a square bit of fabric, I'm like, no, I can't figure it out though.
See, I think this is where ready to wear, and I'm not saying we want to buy into it loads, but I do think sometimes going to a ready to wear shop, picking up things you like and analysing what you like about it is actually still very important as a sewist, because I've bought fabrics before that I've loved on the website, and I've got one in my wardrobe at the moment, and I'm sat there and I'm going, I am actually physically never going to sew this.
Right.
Because even if I look through my ASOS save list, if I'm ever browsing on the Zara app, I am never ever picking up something, looking at something in that fabric when it's actually made up into a garment.
Right, that makes sense.
So I think if you're maybe struggling with that sort of thing, and this goes to anyone, if you're struggling with choosing fabrics and then not loving the fabric, because I just touched the microphone wire, and then not loving your fabrics, maybe go back to the basics. Have a browse around your local shops, have a scroll on the ASOS app. Honestly, the ASOS app is a minefield of everything.
I know, it's so crazy.
Yeah, and save what you actually like, because I like a big, vivid floral, but I like them to have space around them. I don't like them to be too fussy.
So yeah, I don't even think about things like that. Like,
bizarrely, I like animal print. But like, not like a leopard print, but like a zebra.
Why do you not like leopard print?
I don't know. I think it's because I can't get this Pat Butcher image out
of
my head.
Oh, yeah, 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 sure. I love that. That's like my vibe with the red lip.
Yeah.
Okay, that's so interesting. So I think, yeah, to consolidate my goal, I think it's to be better with my stash and be more wary about fabrics that I buy and whether they are going to suit my aesthetic.
Yes, because like the fabric you're wearing right now, which is... Oh, it's got stars in it. I thought it was a very 70s retro kind of like paisley.
No, I actually don't know if I like it anymore.
Oh, it looks so good on you.
It's the Liberty as well.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's too long. I think if it was shorter,
well, yeah, that's a simple
it
fix.
Would feel a lot cuter.
But this fabric, I feel like, is very you because the colours are you.
Take that ruffle off. Yeah, I'm wearing my Liberty star print, whatever that McCall's
the one that everyone makes,
6969 whatever it is. I don't know if that was right, but yeah, it's on my Instagram.
It's cute. Thanks. It's so cute.
I need to talk to you about how much I take off. Let me just quickly stand up. Look how long it is.
I feel like it either needs to be like 3 inches longer,
yeah,
or like 2 inches shorter.
But would you just take the ruffle off?
I mean, to be honest, I didn't know there was a ruffle on it, so you probably could just hem it without taking the ruffle off.
What, and just hem it to half the ruffle?
Yeah.
I don't know, that still seems too long.
Well, we'll get some pins out once we finish and have a look.
Okay, what's your next goal?
Oh my goodness. What is my next goal?
Oh my God, you can't just sit in silence. Hazel, that's going to be horrible to listen to.
God! That was such a weird noise. Elle just made me listen to that back.
I just made her listen to it twice. It was awful. What was happening? Just like sent Paul's choir boy.
Awful. It wasn't even tuneful.
She's crying.
Okay. I think my next biggest goal is to be more considered with pattern buying.
Really? I never buy patterns.
I am terrible. I buy patterns. I had to physically restrain myself from buying the Friday Pattern Company's Saturday set.
Oh, yeah.
Because I loved it. But I was like, you know what? I had the Lucy blouse, which is from Vicky Sews. And that skirt, I'm sure I have a skirt like it. And I was like, I can make it the same look.
That skirt you could make as a
drafter, yeah.
Flat front skirt from Polka Dot. Alice Irvine.
Yes.
But what I was going to say was, it's so funny that I'm the opposite because I've been wanting the Nina Lee Bakerloo blouse.
You've been saying
for like 2.5 years, and I just never bought it. I don't know why.
Buy it. It's only
£9. I have never bought it, and I've been wanting to make it for so long.
Yeah. But you should just buy it.
I always buy fabrics. I never buy patterns. Yeah. It's really stupid.
I mean, if you haven't bought it by your birthday, I'll buy it for your birthday.
Well, I think I need to buy it because it'll be so cute on me. I can really see it in a black with like a silver collar.
Oh my God, please.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, so cute. And you should... Oh my God, you can get a fabric with like silver stars on it.
Yeah, I think it'll be really, really cute.
Please.
I have a viscous black with...
It's falling out my bra.
Can you make it out of a viscous or is it better out of a cotton?
I think you could.
That collar out of a viscous might not be great.
I think if it was a viscose cotton blend or like a viscose it has to have that.
No, it's
structure.
A lightweight viscous that I have that's black with like constellations all over it.
Gorgeous. That'd really be a nice Wilder gown.
Oh my God, yeah. Maybe I should do a Wilder gown. I haven't made one in ages.
And they're like you to a
I know, but I haven't actually made one for like a year and a half.
Because you've got other patterns.
I know.
But yeah, so I have a ridiculous amount of patterns. So many patterns. And I actually, I was flicking through it the other day and I was going, I have patterns I haven't made, which is why I decided to make the Five Mood Constance black dungarees. You know what? I'm holding myself accountable. Those are going to be my January make.
Yes.
Because I know I'll wear those to death. And I've got so many jumpers that look so cute. My green Oliver Bonus one.
Yeah, they're going to look super cute.
I've got a striped Oliver Bonus one. Oh.
How do you keep your jumpers? Do you fold them or do you hang them?
I fold. I never hang knitwear. I get so angry with Joe as well because he's got loads of cashmere jumpers that he's bought for work.
You meant to just fold them?
Yep.
I just throw them into cupboards.
I mean, that's fine, as long as they're not hanging, because what's hanging is stretching them and ruining...
Oh, I definitely have hung a couple, actually, in my time. Anyway.
You know, everyone does different things, don't they? I'm not saying you shouldn't hang knitwear.
Well, no, I actually
really
have heard that before.
Knitwear.
I've heard before that you shouldn't.
It's like when you should dry it on the flat. Like, lay it out flat. I don't have the space to lay it out flat.
You mean instead of hanging it over a clothes source?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I don't know. Carry on.
So yeah, I think I need to go through my patterns. What I might do is I might get another folder and I might put all the patterns I haven't made yet in it.
That's a good idea.
So that I've got them front and center. I can pull that out and I can be like, right, I've got this fabric. Kind of feel like it needs to be a top. Here's the tops that I've not made yet. Let's go.
Yeah.
And challenge myself rather than go back to comfort patterns.
Well, I think you have to remember you bought those patterns for a reason.
Yeah.
So you obviously like the look of them.
Exactly.
So you should make them. But yeah, maybe give yourself like a 2-month ban on buying new patterns.
I mean, I have to.
But the Vicky Sews ones. You must have so many. Are you sending them all to the A0 printers?
Yeah. I get them all printed as soon as I get them. It only costs like £10 to get like 3 printed. I mean, obviously, if it's 3 dresses or 3 pages.
Yeah, then you are still spending like £10-20 a month on pattern printing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not good.
Mm-mm. I still need to download 3 patterns.
What do you mean?
I need to get my 3 December patterns.
I need
patterns.
To make my Vicky Sews
I don't know what
trousers.
I want. I'm really hoping that they release some new ones.
I need to make my trousers, yeah.
Yeah, you do need to make those. They're really cute. You wear them all the time.
I can't believe, I don't know if I've printed them or not yet, though. I bought them ages ago.
Yeah. Oh, print them.
I bought them in April.
How have you not made them yet?
I don't know. And I have the fabric from Rainbow Fabrics literally sitting over there.
Girl, make them.
Because it's the pattern printing is my issue.
I
don't pattern print.
I know. It's expensive, but it is worth it.
Well, also because I don't buy that many new patterns.
Yeah, exactly.
So all of mine are obviously all printed and like in my organization.
In your organization. I mean, to be fair, I could just download 3 new patterns from Vicky Sews and not get them printed yet. But then I would forget that I haven't had them printed.
3 a month, and you have to sew 3 a month.
No, I only have to sew 1 a month.
But you have to download 3 a month.
Well, I get given 3 a month.
Oh, but you don't have to.
No.
Oh, okay, right. Very confusing, but I commend you.
Yeah.
It just means that you're probably only going to sew Vicky Sews for the next year.
Probably, because I already have so many of them.
But they're cute, though.
They
and you
are
do
cute.
Very well at them.
That's because I don't find them too hard to like, sew together. Like, the pattern, the instructions are always good,
yeah.
I think. But, yeah.
I mean, I did enjoy that one dress that I've made from Vicky Sews.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what it's called.
We talk about them so often on the podcast, and you've just got me like, oh, yes, Vicky Sews make up 50% of my patterns.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we can't lie about it, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, Tipsy Sewist goals.
Yes, Tipsy Sewist
so
goals.
So I'm going to say it. Continue to do 2 episodes a month.
Yeah, touch wood.
That's my next goal. I don't think we could do any more than that.
No, it's so hard to actually get ourselves together.
It's just, yeah. I think we're doing well, you know, like.
I mean, we are hitting the ground running. So we were recording on the 19th of December.
Yes, we are very early.
The end of January and February's episodes.
I know. We're probably too early because things might change by then. We might fall out. Might not be friends by the 14th of Jan. But anyway, we'll see if that happens.
So dark.
I think that, yes, Tipsy Sewist, what do I want to happen for us in this year? I would like to maybe do another interview.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's really fun.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we get an interview episode. What else do I want to do? Obviously, you want to do your spring summer situation.
Of course. It's popular.
I know.
It's so fun.
I know. That's, yeah, I do enjoy it. I like sitting back and just letting you run the show for that episode.
I want to do more pattern reviews.
Yeah.
I really enjoy doing pattern reviews.
I really have enjoyed our last 2 pattern reviews, and I just don't know where we're going to go next.
Well, I've got an idea for that. March.
Tell me the idea.
So traditionally, we've always chosen a pattern
between
us, and we've both gone away and sewn it in different fabrics, whatever. I think this time we should choose a pattern for each other.
That's cute.
Because then I think...
Yeah, but what if we hate it?
Then we hate it.
So how do we do it? So you choose me a pattern, and then like, do you buy me the pattern?
Yeah.
And you just send it to me?
Yeah.
That's really fun. And then I buy you a pattern?
Yeah. And send it to me.
And obviously you could just choose me a pattern that you know I already have, but then maybe that I haven't sewn.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it has, if I guess maybe we can't have sewn it if it's going to be a review.
Yeah, exactly. It has to be a brand new pattern that we've not
seen
before. Yeah.
that we've not seen before.
Well, like, as in, like, seen the instructions for.
Oh, yeah, 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 sure. And then I was like, wait, what? We can't have seen it on you on Instagram. And then we'll, like, share notes on the pattern.
Yeah.
And then we should just, like, reveal it to each other as well.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
I think it'll be fun.
I don't know what I'm going to choose for you. I'm already trying to think.
I mean, we've got time, but I do think we need to found them by the end of this month.
Okay, wow. Okay, sure. I'll think about that. That's my Christmas homework, seeing as it's December.
I mean, it's 12 days.
anything else that you want from the Tipsy Service this year?
I would love us to do a live episode.
Oh my God, what?
Yeah.
Live on what? On stage?
Yeah.
No.
But like, yeah, kind of.
People will be bored listening to us talking on stage.
We'll put it to the poll, but I do think it'd be fun. I thought you meant
live, like, yeah, but we could on do like YouTube a live, we, or like we could TikTok.
Do, but we could do like a live Q&A. We could do a live Instagram podcast. Yeah, then,
okay, let's start. Okay, yeah. I love that you're thinking big.
I am thinking us in the so big.
Apollo Theatre in London.
No, I was thinking like the Knitting and Stitching Show.
Or, I mean...
Could you imagine?
That would be cool.
That would be hilarious.
Is your tummy rumbling?
Yeah, my tummy is rumbling. My tummy has just decided it's hungry.
She's hungry. We'll have to wrap it up. yeah, okay, cool. I love that idea. I think we love should start on Instagram Live. Let's do an Instagram Live. So do we record it as well?
Yeah.
So it would be our episode, yes. But we're just videoing it.
Yeah.
But then what if I need to make an edit?
That's the thing. There's no editing.
That's hard. What if I say something offensive?
We never say anything offensive.
Oh, well, not that they've known about, because I've edited it out.
That's because also I think we've had a few like bickers off thing. We've been like tap.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's just the big rows that you'll see on the Instagram Live. Okay, cool. Well, that's interesting. I love that goal. Obviously, I just want it to be a really successful year for us. Hopefully get some new listeners. I know we've got quite a few around the world. Mm-hmm. Like, just keep that going. Keep everyone...
Keep our growth going.
Inspired. Keep everyone happy. And just keep entertaining you on your commute. Yeah. I guess that's just...
And if you have anything that you'd love to see from us in the coming year, please hit us up.
Let us know. Okay, cool. Well, I think that's that, because I need to go and make Hazel a tart for lunch.
Because I am starving.
She hungry. Okie dokes. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. As always, you can follow us on Instagram at the.tipsysewists.
Drop us an email at thetipsysewists@gmail.com.
Or check out our Buy Us a Coffee link, which is in the bio link tree situation on Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay, lots of love. Bye.
Bye.